And Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan-Aram, and pitched his tent before the city. And when Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her, and lay with her, and defiled her. And Shechem spake unto his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. And Hamor the father of Shechem went out unto Jacob to commune with him. And Hamor communed with them, saying, The soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her him to wife. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, Let me find grace in your eyes, and what ye shall say unto me I will give. And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, Because he had defiled Dinah their sister, and their words pleased Hamor and Shechem Hamor's son. And Hamor and Shechem his son came unto the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, And unto Hamor and unto Shechem his son hearkened all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house, and went out. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, Do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, Here am I. And he said to him, Go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren, and well with the flocks, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. And of Uzrael, the family of the Uzraelites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites. There was also a lot for the rest of the children of Manasseh by their families, for the children of Abiezer, and for the children of Helek, and for the children of Azrael, and for the children of Shechem, and for the children of Hepher, and for the children of Shemida. These were the male children of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, by their families. And the coast of Manasseh was from Asher to Machmethah, that lieth before Shechem. And the border went along on the right hand unto the inhabitants of Entappuah. And they appointed Kedesh in Galilee in Mount Naphtali, and Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron, in the mountain of Judah. For they gave them Shechem with her suburbs in Mount Ephraim to be a city of refuge for the slayer, and Gezer with her suburbs. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. And it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bare him a son, whose name he called Abimelech. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you either that all the sons of Zerubbabel, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And all the men of Shechem gathered together in all the house of Millo, and went, and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said unto them, Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. And ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother? But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem, and from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done unto the 70 sons of Zerubbabel might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem set liers in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, "Who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is not he the son of Zerubbabel, and Zebul his officer? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him?" And he sent messengers unto Abimelech privily, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren be come to Shechem, and behold, they fortify the city against thee." And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in 4 companies. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech dwelt at Arumah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren that they should not dwell in Shechem. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an hold of the house of the god Beeroth. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough, and followed Abimelech, and put them to the hold, and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. And all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Zerubbabel. Then they said, "Behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebonah." And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in Mount Ephraim, and dwelt therein, and went out from thence, and built Phanuel. And they gave unto them of the cities of refuge, Shechem in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs. They gave also Gezer with her suburbs. And the sons of Shemaida were Ahihan, and Shechem, and Lichhi, and Anaim. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran, and westward Gezer with the towns thereof. Shechem also and the towns thereof unto Geza, and the towns thereof. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. God has spoken in his holiness, "I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth." And in his holiness, "I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine." That there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 40 men, having their beards shaven, and their clothes rent, and having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them into the house of the Lord.